Baal Shem Mizbech, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Mais in the Sefer Zerah. We continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the Kviyas, the permanence of the food item that it becomes obligated in Maiser, specifically regarding when it's that of the variable, as we said, if it comes into the house or of the courtyard. As Rambam begins Alacha Alf regarding when it comes into the house, has to be through the gate. Ein hatebel nikvala Maisers in Atayr. The untithed produce did not become permanent and obligated in Maisers biblically. Achach nisenu lebeis until he brings it into his house. Shemek says a pasuk in the bar. Be'arti hakodesh min habayis. When the person says, "Be the Maiser," make sure he liquidated the Maisers. Says, "I got rid of the holy things from my house," which means to say that yeah, the obligation had happened when they came into his house. V'hu, but shech nisenu derech hashad. This only when they came into the house through the gate. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Ochlu b'sharecha," that you eat in your gates. So let's say he brought his grain into his house through the roof, or through the backyard, potim in a truma and a maisus, and he's exempt from truma and from maisus. But rabbinically, it's forbidden to eat it as a meal, but it's not considered biblically obligated until he brings it into the house through the gate. Now, Alacha Beis, Yerali says the Rambam, it appears to me, Shein Likim in a Torah, Alachila Satevel, the one does not get lashes biblically for eating untithed produce, until it becomes established when he brings it into his house, like we explained from the tradition in the previous halacha. But if it becomes established in its obligation regarding the other six things that we mention in Paragim Halacha Gimel, and like in the love, Elamakas Matzim and Debrahim, those things you do not get lashes, only rabbinic lashes, because those six things that we have been mentioning, actually, says the Rambam, those are only rabbinic obligated, and the only biblical one is the one of coming into the house. And so let's say someone has in mind to he going to eat the fruits that he has in mind to bring them to the marketplace after he finishes working with them, where one is not allowed to eat from it even as a snack, as if it already has one of the six things that are kaveya. So here too, in like elamakas mardis. Here also is only going to be rabbinic lashes, like we explained previously by the, just as we said before, regarding the six things, because she'en ha'goyim or limker, because this halacha of the one who has a mind to sell, it's not chayi b'maiser, it's not obligated maiser. Elam edavarim, only rabbinically, the one that's biblical is the one that when one brings into his house, that's the psukim in the Torah, bi'atah kodesh m'abayis, v'achol b'sharecha, but all the other things, although we said that it's a kefis v'maiser, and it's forbidden to eat from it, that is only rabbinically. Halacha Gimel Rambam continues regarding what type of a house is it that establishes this obligation for Maaser. So, Ba'i She'im Ba'arba Amas Al-Arba Amas. If you have a house that doesn't have four cubic Amas squared in the Kaveah, so that does not establish because it's not fit for dwelling, and therefore it's not considered Korei Ba'yas, a house. B'chin Hagagim in the Kaveah. So, two roofs do not establish. Avapisha Ba'i Shalamata Kaveah, although the house beneath it does establish. But, Vim Lohoye Ba'gag Arba Amas Al-Arba Amas, if the roof itself was not four Amas squared. The house was, but the ceiling, the roof, is that because the house slanted as it went up. So then, in the pinim ma'aser, then putting it in the roof will not exempt one from ma'aser. El harich gagzeh kemitzas avra bayis. In a way, the roof is like part of the airspace of the house, which extends upward and would actually be obligated, like bringing into the house. Halacha dalad hatzrifin, which are these huts without a roof. It's like a teepee, which it's narrow, it's wide on the bottom and narrows to the top. It's just it's the wall and the ceiling together as one on this land. And v'haburgane, which are these towers which are made to protect by the paths, uvataykayitz, or the summer homes, these cottages. V'hu, and what are they? They are ba'amudim. They're just four pillars for tikal gabeim with a roof on top of them. Shenimtov, like some where you find it without any walls. And v'chein sukkah sho'isim ben hakramim, ben haganis, ben hakayitz, so too the huts, which those who are by the vineyards and by the gardens that they make in the summertime. So although they stay there and they live there all the summer months, and they bring all their stuff, they have their mills and their chickens, still in the kibbutz of Maaser, if you bring it in today, it's not going to establish for the obligation of Maaser because it's not considered as a bais. And so too the huts of the potters, where they have one within the other one, the outer one, and the sukkahs of Chag B'Chag, also regarding the sukkah of Yom Tov sukkahs on sukkahs, Enam Kraven, they do not establish the halacha of Maaser, Shekol Eilu in Dirosan Kva, all these are not where they have a permanent dwelling, and therefore it will not qualify for this kviyas of ma'aser. Halacha hey, hatsrifin v'haborganin, which are two of the cases that we mentioned, one of these huts and these watchmen huts, ta'ivlin l'baleim. However, they will make it considered untithed and obligated for the owner. And that is, ava b'she'en ta'ivim l'chalodim, although, as we said in the previous halacha, does not create it as tevel for every other person. And the chem b'se'a sefer, so to regarding a school for little children where they learn chumash, or b'se'a medrash, where they learn Mishnah and Gemara, ta'ivla zeh, she'yishiv b'malamed, it will make a tevel for the one who sits and he teaches, m'nei she'em k'beis, because it's like his house. But v'ayintem l'chem, but it will not make a tevel for others. Halacha vav, b'se'a knesses, a shul, b'se'a medrash, and the study hall, em yesh b'hem b'se'a dira, here more than what we said in the previous halachas. Here, if there's an apartment for the chazan or for the sexton, for the attendant, then kaivin, then it will make a kviyas. But if not, ain't kaivin, will not make a kviyas. Hor yarois, the stables, vaitzaris, and the storage house, the shabbasadz, and the fields, hasuyis lamachunis, which is made to gather in the grain over there after you finish working with it, ain't kaivin, they will not make a kviyas for maisa, because again, they're not a dira, but memhoyle dira. But if, let's say, it was also, besides for storage, it was also meant for a dwelling, then Kaivan, then it will establish a chiyav of Maisim. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam tells us that a similar halacha regarding the chatzar. Kshem Shabbais Kaveh LaMaisa, just like a house, as we said, the one biblical one that established obligation for Maisa, Kacha Chatzar Kaveh LaMaisa, so too the courtyard, and this is rabbinic, because the one biblical is the house, the courtyard of the house also established a chiyav for Maisa. Now, Umshikonsu LaChatzar Derech Hashar. Now, when you come into the courtyard through the gate, nikpu then becomes obligated, even though it wasn't even brought into the house. Now, what is the courtyard that will establish this chiyav? It's kol shakim nishmar b'toich. It's if all the vessels, all the items that are in the courtyard will be protected. Or bigger chiddush, she'ein adam b'ish malach b'toich, even if it will not be protected. But people are not embarrassed to eat over there. It's not like eating in the street. It's in your own private courtyard. Oy, even the bigger chiddush, chatzar, court, should be kanes adam lo, if a person would enter it, so it's not protected, and the person would be embarrassed, because it is that it's more open. But if a person would enter over there, I mean, they would tell him, what are you looking for? This is like a private courtyard. And so to b'chein chatzar, shesh b'shnei diyar, and so to be have a courtyard that has two dwellers, oishi l'shnei shutavin, or if it's two partners, she'echad p'yishchav, one opens up, v'nechnas, and he comes into the courtyard, v'achar bo v'nechnas, the other one comes in and he enters, oyitzer goes up, v'noil, and he locks the door. Since they open and they lock it, again, that's considered private, it's considered separate, and therefore that will establish it as, that's the type of chatzar that will establish the kfiyas for Maisa. Halacha tes, beis shar shel chatzar, the gatehouse of the courtyard, because the big courtyards had two gates, and between them is a beis shar, or vachsadra, which is the similar English word of xedra, which is a roofed area that's surrounded on all three sides. V'hamer peset, similar, which is like a porch. Harin kachatzer, they're like a courtyard. So, imhoyser kevaz, so if it established for the chiyav amais of the courtyard, so kevin, they too, since they're considered secondary to the courtyard, will also establish the chiyav v'mlam. But if the courtyard wouldn't, in kevin, they're also not going to establish because they themselves are not a dira. It would only be an extension of the chatzer itself. Let's say you have two courtyards, one within the other one. So they're both going to establish obligation, meaning even the outer one. Even though the inner one has a right of way in the outer one, it's not like a chatzar that's not protected. Rather, it is like those chatzars that are protected that will have an obligation for ma'isa. We mentioned before that the potters would have huts. They would have one within the other one. So panimis kevas. So the inner hut establishes the chiv, because that's considered his permanent dwelling, where even if he's only using for certain times, so that's where he dwells. Whereas Vachitain, the outer one, in the Kavas, they will not establish a Chiv because it itself is not where he dwells. And the inner one is not considered so significant to be like as if the outer one is a Beishar because it's not a regular type of a dwelling. And Vachanos, and the store, is Kavas, Kabois, that does establish a Chiv like one's home. So although he doesn't dwell over there, but since all his utility, all his things, he does it in the store, so it'll establish the Halach of Meiser just like that of a Chatzah. Lochir Aleph, I'm discussing regarding what happens if someone enters into an obligatory area just for a moment or by mistake. So Hamoylich Peirosim Mimakom Lomakom. Someone's transporting his produce from one place to another place. So Av Pishur Nuchnis Behem Labatim Lechatzes B'derech. So although he brings it into homes and to quarters on the road, Lenikvu, that does not establish a chiyuv of meisa lo eichel arai. He's allowed to eat from it as a snack. At shigi lamakam shuusef magamosa, until he reaches his place, that's his final destination. And mechem chazor tzot on the way back. That is only when we say a chatzar and a bias will be kaveh. Halachid beis or eichel and hamagzim ba yaros regarding peddlers that they go around in the cities. Shem nechnasim achatz lachatz, when they go from courtyard to courtyard. Eichel arai, it's a lot to eat it as a snack, meaning the tokmat that from payrus that he's taking for himself to eat, because if he's taking it to sell, immediately becomes obligated in meister. But he's allowed to eat from it as a snack. Atramegim labai shalom boy. So although he's going from chatz to chatz, he's allowed to snack from it. Again, similar to the previous lach, until he reaches to the house where he's going to stay the night, because since that's not, there's no other destination after that, so therefore that's going to be keveya, his obligation for meister. Alach yud gimel maybe tain min asadim. Someone brings figs from the field. La achlin b'chatzur habatur min ha-maisis. That was intending to eat in the courtyard that is exempt from maestros. Why? Because it's not the chatz ha-mishtemer. It's not protected, so it doesn't qualify for that chatzur to obligate it. But shachach v'chnis l'tech beisa. So he intended to eat in a place that would be exempt, but he forgot and he brought it into his house. He's a mutal loyitzion. Not allowed to have it inside the house, but he's allowed to take them out. And to eat them as a snack, because the house that we said that's keveya is only if he brought it intentionally, and here was by mistake, he's allowed to take it out and eat it as a snack. Sotum shachach v'hel nagag. Sotum if he forgot and he brought it up to the roof. Eichel men bagag aroi, so he's allowed to eat on the roof as a snack. And like we said in halacha gimel, because the roof does not establish obligation, and even the house that he passed by will not be keveya again because it wasn't intentional. Havin la'ochel b'roish gagwe v'shachach. Let's say he brought them to eat them on the top of his roof, and he forgot. And he brought into his friend's courtyard, where there, if he was intentional over there, it will be kaveh even by passing through. So nikbu, it does become established, and therefore he cannot eat until he goes ahead and takes off ma'isa. Halachi Dal Drama continues regarding someone eats from that which grows in a courtyard and in a garden. So regarding a courtyard that was plowed, so harik again. So for halacha, we consider that already as a garden, and therefore eichel mitoicha aray, a person allowed to eat from it as a snack, because when you plow, that's not a utility that normally is done in a courtyard. So that nullifies the title of a courtyard from it, and therefore it doesn't obligate like a courtyard does. But that is sheyadu ruba, as long as the majority of it was plowed. Now that's regarding plowing. But vimzar ruba, but if the majority was planted, then ain't eichel aray, a person not go ahead and eat from it as a snack. Let's say the majority of it was planted as a tree, because planting and grains and a tree in the courtyard is not permanent. Most definitely, as the next opportunity is going to rip it out, and therefore there's no ability in the majority that was planted without permanence to nullify the minority of that chatzur, which was not plowed. And therefore, the minority retains its status as a courtyard. And therefore, the majority, which is like a beis shar, even though it's not like a chatzar itself, it's like the beis shar of the chatzar, which that is also obligated in maisis, like the chatzar itself. And therefore, one would not be exempt by being here in this chatzar. Now, but not the lenoi chatzar, but let's say these were planted for the beautification of the courtyard. So that is a permanence. So therefore, the minority that was not planted is nullified, even though it wasn't planted and wasn't plowed, to the majority that was. So since it is plowed, again, so it's not considered it's not considered as a chatzur, and therefore because it is meant to remain over there, and so then they can eat from the snack from those trees again, like it is by again, in contrast to that of a chatzur. Regarding figs that are in a courtyard. So eich min achas hachas a pata, you could eat from it one at a time and be pata, because although a chatzur is kevas, as we said, that's only for something that had gemar malacha, that was finished already, and here you're just taking one at a time. Now, but if let's say you cut off from the fig tree two, you're combining, then you're going to be obligated maisa, because that's like gemar malacha, because it's like almost like a granary that he's making in his hands. Now, but when we say the b'shahayim in bekarka, if these figs were on a tree that's attached to the ground, and this person who is taking it off from the fig tree is standing on the ground, but if he goes up to the top of the fig tree, he's allowed to fill up even his whole lap full of it and eat over there. The reason is because the airspace of a chatzur does not establish an obligation of a meiser, and hence, therefore, he's not in the chatzur itself in that regard. and therefore he could eat as much as he wants. Halacha design. Let's say the tree, the fig tree, is in the courtyard. But the branches and the produce, the fruits, are leaning towards a garden. So you could eat it in the garden as one would normally eat in the garden. As if it's planted in the garden, because it all depends on if it's in the actual chatzar itself. And since it's leaning over into the garden, and that's where he eats it, so it never saw the face of the courtyard. Now, heist the tour by Gina, but that's the opposite. Let's say it was planted in the garden, but it's actually leaning over into the courtyard. Or is it in the tour by Chatz? It's like it's planted in the courtyard. She no yichal shom elachas achas. You're not allowed to eat over there. I'm just going to do one at a time. Then it never became obligated because you never had gemar malacha. But if you did, if you had more than one, then there would already be gemar malacha together with the makom that's kaveya rabbinically, which is the chatzar. Halach yitzayin gefen she netua b'chatz. Regarding a grapevine that's planted in the courtyard. So leitel eskola b'yechli. Now take the whole cluster and eat it, because that would be gemar malacha, and you're in the chatzar. El megarger echad echad. Rather, you could just pluck off one grape at a time. Chibarimin. So regarding a pomegranate, leitel eskola rimin. Now you can't take the whole pomegranate. El paridas rimin beilin. Rather, you could take apart the pomegranate on the tree. Leitel parid mesham. You get the piece over there. Chim avatich. So regarding a watermelon, kevus b'karki. You bend it down on the ground. Leitel mesham. You eat it over there. Hayoichel be'eshkol begina. Let's say one was eating a cluster of grapes in a garden, which you're allowed to. But the nichnas medegina lechatz, and then he goes from the garden into the courtyard intentionally, because had he forgotten, then it would not be established. But he deliberately walks into the courtyard. So av pishiyatzim lechatzer. So even if he leaves from the courtyard, leigma atriyas, he's not finished eating it until he goes ahead and takes off maisa, because once he went and attached this cluster to eat it, so that's gemar malacha, and then once he goes into the chatzar, so that already makes it kavu lemaiser. Even though he left, he still has to go ahead and now take off maiser. Halacha yitches kizbar, coriander, which is what's mentioned here as zera gad, the man is compared to this, has zruba chatzar, if it's planted in the courtyard. So makarsim ala v'ochel, you could pick apart leaf by leaf and eat it like that when it's attached to the ground, like we said in all the previous halachas. But if you combine more than one at a time, chayav la'asa, then you would have to take off mice again, because that's considered gemar malacha, and the chatzar is kaveyet. And again, v'chein kriyitz, was there anything that's similar to this idea, when you have both, taking more than one, which is gemar malacha, and you're in the chatzar, which is kaveya, so then one would have to take off mice before he would eat.